Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
One of the most horrible consequences of a wealthy and materialistic society is the sin of envy. There is no greater stealer of joy and no greater spiritually immobilizing force than when we compare ourselves to someone else. The Bible has plenty to say about comparing ourselves to other people. In 2 Corinthians 10, Paul made it clear that those comparing themselves to others are without understanding. He also wrote in Galatians that we're not to seek the approval of other people, rather to test our own work for Christ. Romans and Philippians tells us that we should consider others more highly than ourselves. When we compare or envy someone or someone's position or life, we are essentially saying that we deserve it more and we are placing ourselves above them. It really is a form of pride. Enter this extremely sneaky and dangerous world of social media. Now everyone gains a platform to show their highlight reel and try to gain approval, likes, and make themselves feel better than others. Yeah, if you're honest, it feels good to get more likes and have a better highlight reel than someone else. Come on, be honest with yourself. I can't help but wonder what would happen if believers in Jesus started treating social media as a chance to lift everyone else up rather than trying to post their own highlight reel. Can you just imagine the benefits of turning this technology into something good? If I'm honest, I could do better in this area myself. It really is important that we begin to change because right now this issue of comparing ourselves to other people is plaguing the church in North America. So often we look at someone else and think, wow, must be nice. Maybe it's about money, looks, job, positioning, musical ability, whatever it is, it's so distorted. You have no idea the struggles that others face. The truth is that people are people, and fame or not, money or not, we all struggle with similar issues in this fallen world. What we think makes people happy oftentimes is just an illusion, and there is deep pain inside. In fact, secular non-church studies indicate that money is not the key to happiness. That's right, money is not the key to happiness. Rather, two things lead to a joy-filled life. The first is having meaningful relationships. The second is having a life pursuit or goal. Well, Christian friend, the ultimate relationship that you can have is with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That is the secret sauce to joy. Your pursuit, your goal, as per the Westminster Confession, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. How do we glorify God? Pursue the mission of the gospel, for that is God's glory manifest to man. So the next time you feel that comparison monster creeping up with jealousy and envy, remind yourself that your joy is in Christ and your brothers and sisters in Christ, and that you have a mission here on earth to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That will bring you lifelong joy, real joy.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.